Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/truetransparencypricing. Happy you'll be if the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
We're live at Edley's Barbecue. They were and continue to be big supporters of charities around the area. They were big supporters of Team Hunt 104.5 for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society. They helped me and the team raise over $150,000 for cancer research. It was amazing, amazing. Back in February, March, April,
tremendous.
Over a 10-week span, you guys were big. Helps when it came to all of this, and there's someone here who was a part of all of this, Reed Besh, who joins us, his family here today. He listens to the show a lot, and I remember, Reed, you told me, you're like, man, I wish when this is all said and done, I just come on the show. I'm like, dude, come on the show anytime you want to.
Absolutely. Now,
you never cold called. You should have. You should have cold called the show. But that was a lot of fun.
Should have showed up in studio one day.
Yeah, you could have easily done
forget
that.
The cold call. You can get right past our front, our security.
That's right.
Up front.
That's right. Reed joins us. Tell us your story, if you don't mind, because I know you just celebrated an anniversary of sorts.
Yeah, not a problem. So 2017, I graduated from Rhodes College in Memphis, Tennessee. I moved back home to Nashville, was just looking at getting a job here locally. Kind of had a business degree, didn't know what I wanted to do, so just found a local job and was working. And then I lifted a box the wrong way in the garage and actually heard a pop in my hip. And being an athlete, I was an athlete for however many years. Now I played football since I was 5. And I thought nothing of it, just kind of went on with about my day, took an Advil, was fine. Then I noticed the pain wasn't going away. So I got an orthopedic appointment, went in. They confirmed I had torn the labrum in my hip. And he was like, yeah, we're going to have to get this surgically fixed, but you need an MRI to show it so that we know what to fix. So it took about a month to get the scheduling done, got the MRI, and the day I got the MRI, the orthopedic doctor actually called up, said, Reed, your bone marrow looks different. It's not normal, so get blood work. And I found out January 15th at 9 p.m. that I had acute leukemia. That's when my cancer journey started.
And this was 2018
now. 18. So, yeah, year had rolled over. I was still in my first 90 days of my job, so I had to inform them that I will not be coming into work anymore.
Yeah.
And started my cancer journey there.
So what does the process look like once you get that diagnosis?
Oh, it's an interesting start. So they told me to pack a go bag, but I did not know what that meant, actually. So I just figured like a week's worth of clothes or whatever. I went into the hospital. The first thing they did was took, I think, 30 vials of blood, just trying to do all these tests, see what it actually was, what kind of leukemia I had, all the blood work to go to make sure I could get blood transfusions and all of that stuff. And then I had a bone marrow biopsy to further look at my cells. And then from there, that's when they could determine what therapies would work for me. Would it be chemotherapy or would we have to go a different path?
And his story, you recently just came up on the anniversary, right?
Correct, yes.
The transplant?
Yeah, so I went through 5.5 rounds of chemotherapy, which set me up to get a bone marrow transplant or stem cell transplant. I had the stem cell version, and on August 16th is when I got that, 2018, and I just passed my 1 year. I claimed my second birthday on
That's
August
awesome.
16th. Yeah, so
congrats on that.
Thank you so much.
And congrats on what was a great campaign as well. Your story, I remember you telling your story, and it stuck with me throughout the entire run that we had with Team Hunt 104.5, and that's why I truly mean this. You are the man of the year.
Thank you.
When it comes to LLS, and there are some details that go along with that as well. For raising $150,000, I didn't know this at the time. There are certain markers that you can reach, and then they'll actually do some things post-campaign. And one of those things is they ask you to attend a research gathering with a select group of scientists for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, for those across the country that raise $150,000 or more. And that is coming up in 3 weeks. And the meeting takes place in New York City, and I'm unable to go.
Oh, really?
I'm unable to go. And in fact, I told them ahead of time, I didn't refuse to go, but I said, I'm not the right person to go. I would like you to attend this meeting in New York City. It's taking place in 3 weeks,
oh,
and
wow.
And it's on a Thursday, and I believe it was 3 weeks from yesterday, actually. You get hotel stay. LLS will put you up in a hotel on Times Square in New York. The meeting's taking place at the Crown Plaza Hotel in Times Square, and it's for you and a guest to go up, all expense paid when it comes to hotel and the meeting itself. They'll take great care of you there. And the panel is called 2020 Vision for the upcoming year, Transformative Advances in Blood Cancer. So you'll have all these scientists, and you can tell your story there, and they'll go to work on behalf of you and others just like you, which I think is tremendous. So I'm hoping you're able to make this trip.
That would be incredible.
Your family already knows you're going.
That's the whole
point of you being here.
So your schedule is clear. You don't have to worry about your schedule.
So you're headed to New York in 3 weeks, and I'd love for a report back on everything that takes place at the Crown Plaza Hotel.
Absolutely.
In Times Square.
I will live tweet you. I'll do anything I got to. Absolutely.
Paul,
that's awesome. Oh my God.
As Reed makes his trip to New York City, what are some things he must do?
Oh, my goodness.
Have you been before?
I've never been.
Okay,
no.
Go ahead, Paul.
I mean, you're going to go down to the southern tip of Manhattan, Battery Park, and see the Statue of Liberty, maybe take the ferry over and walk around. It's always in varying states of repair, so whether you can get in there and go up or not, I don't know currently, but you want to go down there
and then
check that out.
If you have time, there's a certain college that he should go
to. Yeah, there's a
little
campus up on a hill. I don't know if it's your first time in New York, it might not be where you want to head.
Are you a Seinfeld fan?
Absolutely.
Well, the restaurant storefront from Seinfeld, right, it happens to be right near this little campus up on the hill, Columbia University in the city of New York.
Maybe
it's
you've heard of
it. School,
campus on a hill.
Oh, that's Columbia University?
Yeah.
I know the quarterback coach there now, Ryan Larson.
There you go. Just go visit with Ryan Larson, and then you could see the statue of Hamilton there. And lots of good sites up in that nice area. Ryan Larson will take you to lunch. I'll give him a call.
There we go.
I don't know him at all. you'll have a great time. If you said he's staying in Times Square.
Yeah.
You'll find plenty. There's a nice Yankee store right there in Times Square. Ooh. You can get a lot of nice Yankees gear. Come
home. Bypass all of that.
Yeah, I was like Braves all the way. But
there you go. There you go, Reed.
Bypass all of that. But hit up Times Square. Get all the photo ops. Paul's right. Definitely go check out Statue of Liberty.
If you're
battery,
in a somber
battery
mood,
park,
9/11
memorial is a must.
Top of the Rock.
Kirby's yelling to go to Harlem.
Yeah.
Central
just
Park.
Naming a neighborhood.
Go to Central Park.
Naming a neighborhood.
Museums. I mean, there's tons to do.
Kirby knows all the great museums.
Hell's Kitchen, Alphabet City. Go ahead, Kirby. Name some more.
Yeah.
Kirby, can you name all the boroughs?
What, there's Brooklyn.
Yep. That's correct.
Okay. Well, no, it's Queens, Brooklyn.
Two.
Manhattan.
Three.
The Bronx.
You'll never get the other one.
I know the other one. No, wait.
You'll never get
Staten
the other
Island.
One.
Hey! Staten
hey!
Island.
Hey! Hey!
Wow.
How about that?
No, Kirby. He's giddy.
With a good
laughing.
Pull. Hey, and Reed, when you come back, just come in studio. Don't worry about cold calling. Come in studio and tell us all about it.
I can for sure do that. Absolutely. Thank you. Come in studio.
But again, you are the man of the year. Your story is tremendous. And I can't wait to hear back on everyone's reaction there with the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society with this panel that's taking place in Times Square in the middle of September. So enjoy it, man. Yeah. Live it
up. Absolutely. I for sure. Well, now I've got to decide who I'm going to take, though. I have a feeling someone next to me expects me to bring her. So now it's back in my court.
Negotiate.
So what are you going to
do? Beth deserves it for all of the great work that she did for the campaign.
You weren't there for the 100 days I had to live with that. So there's been other stuff that's happened.
Please, Hutton, this is Reed's decision. So,
Reed, it's up to you.
Yeah. Let him deliberate on his own.
Kirby's available if you'd like to take Kirby.
Yeah, Kirby can take you to his favorite neighborhood, Spanish Harlem, as he goes through the list of Kirby's favorite neighborhoods of New York. That'd be a great coffee table book. Kirby's New York.
There we go.
Kirby's New York.
The truth according to Kirby in New York.
I'd read it.
That'd be tremendous.
I would too.
Terrific coffee table book.
Reed, thanks for coming by today.
Absolutely. Thank you all so much for having me.
Absolutely. Reed Besh has been our guest, headed to New York City, take place in a panel for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society that's coming up in September.